With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Donald Trump slammed Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Thursday, reiterating his frustration that the Fed has not aggressively cut interest rates and saying that the central bank leader's termination cannot come fast enough. This comes a day after Powell signaled that the Fed will keep its key interest rate unchanged while it seeks greater clarity on the impact of policy changes in areas such as immigration, taxation, regulation, and tariffs. Surging U.S. tariffs will weaken the global economy and push up inflation this year, according to projections to be released next week by the International Monetary Fund. President Trump's trade war has created the biggest uncertainty for U.S. airlines since the COVID pandemic. Carriers are struggling to accurately forecast their business. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. climbed to its highest level in 8 weeks. The rate rose to 6.83% from 6.62% last week. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.